This month on Morning Edition, we've been telling stories of Black Michiganders who made contributions to science and medicine. Albert Wheeler understood that in order to succeed in those fields, Black people needed access to quality education. Originally from Missouri, Wheeler arrived in Ann Arbor in 1937 to pursue a PhD at the University of Michigan. Some of his mentors had urged him to go to medical school, but in a 1987 interview, Wheeler said he felt more suited to public health.
Because I just didn't see myself charging people, you know, for that kind of service. And so I decided I would like to go into public health because that was preventative medicine rather than curative.
And for more than 50 years after that, Wheeler pushed. He pushed through slights and insults as a graduate student, like when he was assigned to grade papers but not allowed to enter a lab where white students were allowed to work and teach. He also pushed to get the professional opportunities he deserved at U of M as a researcher and later as the first African American to hold a tenure-track faculty position there. Wheeler taught microbiology, and his research focused on venereal disease. Wheeler said others saw him as controversial.
I thought I was working for what I was entitled to as a human being. Things were so bad in terms of how our attitudes were that you had to do something about it. You couldn't just sit on your fanny and say, oh, please, fellas and girls, you know, accept me as a human being. You had to fight like hell for it. But I paid for that.
One of the ways Wheeler paid was with long delays for promotions that often came much faster for white professors. During his nearly 30 years on the faculty, Wheeler also worked to diversify the staff and student body at the medical school and the university at large. This is Wheeler's daughter, former state legislator Alma Wheeler Smith.
I think my dad always thought that it was important for kids to see people who looked like them in different professions, to have a Black person in a role that they were told they couldn't achieve was important because it put a lie to the myth.
Eventually, Albert Wheeler felt compelled to take his work beyond campus. He and his wife, Emma Wheeler, helped found the Ann Arbor chapter of the NAACP, and she later served as president. He was elected Ann Arbor's first African-American mayor in the 1970s. Mary McDade is one of the Wheeler's three daughters. She's an appellate court judge in Illinois.
He recognized that as women and as Black people, it was going to be an uphill struggle to do anything in this life. He was constantly reminding us that if you used your brains, if you applied yourself, there was nothing that you couldn't do.
Wheeler died in 1994, but if he was alive today, he'd likely be troubled by a current statistic that shows just 5% of doctors in the U.S. are Black, while Black Americans make up 13% of the population. For a look at some of the challenges Black physicians face today, I'm joined by Dr. Adrienne Haggins. She's an emergency physician and an assistant professor of emergency medicine at the University of Michigan Medical School. Dr. Haggins, good morning.
Good morning.
Part of your research focuses on diversifying healthcare staffing and also on improving the experience for underrepresented groups in med school and later in their careers. What are some of the obstacles those students and physicians face?
I think from not only being an African-American woman and physician for the past 10 years at the University of Michigan, some of the experience that I've had on my own, just sort of operating in this space where sometimes patients are just startled to see you walk in and announce yourself as a physician. So a lot of times it's just being invisible. Or, you know, I've had a couple of encounters where the patient blatantly asked me to leave and use expletives related to my race to reinforce that they did not want me involved in the care.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, at one point I was a trainee and the attending physician really didn't know what to say. And it was frustrating because you want to be able to stand up and say, no, I am a part of the team. We do not tolerate that type of language here. But then when you look for your staff members to back you up, you can't find that. You feel sort of disempowered in those moments and have to internally just deal with it for yourself and keep working.
In a paper you wrote for the journal Academic Medicine, you cite research that found that some experienced academic physicians are reluctant to mention race while mentoring minority students. But African-American residents said they wanted to make their racial identity part of their professional roles. What are the practical problems with that, and how could they be addressed?
So a student may be coming in, a student that's underrepresented in medicine, and they are proud of their heritage, and they use that as a lens of how they may potentially want to have an impact in medicine. So they view it as, you know, I came from this environment, I want to be able to take these new skills, take it back to my community, have an impact on reducing disease within these populations. But then when they arrive here, they may have mentors that are just uncomfortable talking about race. I think from the faculty standpoint, sometimes you're so used to doing what you've been doing, you know, or being mentored in a way that someone mentored you, that they just don't have the innovative skill set to start talking more about where people are coming from, what motivates them. And the students are coming with their own perspectives and they're looking for an outlet to be able to channel it.
Looking at some of the data from the Michigan Medical School, from data from 2019 and 2020, enrollment for Black students in the medical school is at about 4%, which is not that out of line with the percentage of doctors in the U.S. Are you optimistic about closing that gap?
I am optimistic in the sense that we are seeing, even within the last year with the crisis of COVID, that there's a lot of interest in general in, of people that are interested in going into medical school, but especially among Black and Brown students. What I hope for them is that when they arrive here, that they are provided a program that creates an environment that allows them to have the impact that they want to have. And actually having the community benefit that I'm hoping most academic centers would want.
Dr. Adrienne Haggins is an emergency physician and an assistant professor of emergency medicine at the University of Michigan Medical School. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for inviting me.
The audio of Professor Albert Wheeler that we played comes from a 1987 recording by the group Historica Critica. It's archived at U of M's Bentley Historical Library. And to note, the University of Michigan holds Michigan Radio's broadcast license. To hear the rest of our series on the contributions of Black Michiganders in the fields of science and medicine, visit the Morning Edition page at michiganradio.org. Lauren Talley contributed to this story. Our series editor was Sarah Hewlett.